This is Courtney Edwards. You're listening to the HER podcast from the Razorback Campers Vail Studio. This show's focus is highlighting women in the community who are making an impact, whether big or small. All right. Hi, everyone. I'm Courtney Edwards, and today I am here with Jess Soares. She is actually the wife of one of our previous guests, Chris Gatta. So, Jess, tell us a little bit about yourself. Didn't you move here from California, just like Chris did?
Yes. We actually moved to California from Rhode Island, and then we were in California in San Diego for 6 or 7 years, but we just made it here to Hot Springs just a little over a year ago.
So you are both originally from Rhode Island, right?
We actually grew up in the same town. She was friends with my brother through high school, and that's how I kind of met her.
So tell us about how you and Chris met, if you were friends with her brother.
Yeah, she was friends with my brother. Actually, I was friends with her brother as well for a while, but we grew up in the same town, went to the same high school. I think what really started kicking it off is I was hanging out with a mutual friend who was the piercer at the tattoo shop that she first started working with outside of high school. And so I kind of got to know her more being there. But I kind of knew of her because she was friends with my brother. But yeah, we just started hanging out and it kicked off from there.
Wow. So what year did you guys get married?
Oh, that's not fair. can I tell you that we are coming up on 13 years together? Is that fair?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So I am wondering, you do have tattoos.
Yes.
Do you have any tattoos that Chris has done for you?
I was pretty heavily tattooed before I met Chris, but pretty much everything that you can see right now is from Chris. She's done a fair amount of them.
Wow. Well, yes. They all look very nice, so
thank
that just
you.
Shows Chris's talent.
She's very talented.
Do you have a favorite one that you want to describe for our audience?
I think my favorite one is this one right here on my forearm. He is my Native American toad. And he's sitting on mushrooms, and he has a little staff. He's wearing a headdress, a feathered headdress. And he's done in a kind of style that's just dot work, and then there's sacred geometry around him. But Chris and I are true believers in indigenous and sacred plant medicine, and this toad represents a lot of that and a lot of the journeys that her and I have been on together. So this one's my favorite.
Wow, that's so sweet. And this toad, you guys, is part of a full sleeve all the way down her arm. So it all looks very nice. So one thing I am wondering is, are people more accepting of the LGBTQ community and everything in California and Rhode Island than they are here?
Here, as in Arkansas, yes. However, Hot Springs, Arkansas has given us a level of acceptance that we were not expecting. We were not sure. Chris and I started on the East Coast. I myself have traveled north and south on the East Coast for many years, into Florida, California for many years, and just a huge community. We moved here to a very tiny town, but her and I are actually from a very tiny town. So something about Hot Springs is very different from the rest of Arkansas. And we've been totally inclusive in all the games played here. Everyone is very kind and welcoming.
All right, well, that's very good to hear. I kind of agree with you with that. I'm from Arkansas, but I moved to Hot Springs, sure, probably around January.
Okay,
so
welcome in.
Yeah, it's all been new to me too. So remind us why it was that you moved here.
Sure. So 6 or 7 years in California, not being from San Diego, things can be very difficult there. If you don't have a huge support system or any kind of financial wealth, it's very difficult to make ends meet. Chris and I, we worked and worked and worked. And there's nothing wrong with working a lot, but we never saw each other, and it was really starting to take a toll on our relationship. So we decided that we wanted this kind of slow down opportunity. We both call our life in San Diego kind of a rat race. It was just eat, sleep, repeat, but it was really work, repeat, work, repeat, work, repeat. So we knew we wanted to slow down. I have horses. Horses have been a huge part of my life. And Arkansas gave us that slowdown plus the ability to, you know, have horses and be able to keep them and whatnot. So we had a family friend here, and we had traveled back and forth and stopped in quite a few times over the years, and we knew we loved it. It was very charming. We didn't know if we'd love to live here, but we knew we loved to visit. There's so much outdoors, which is what her and I love to do, and so we thought we'd give it a go.
And you're still here.
And we're still here, and we're not going anywhere.
All right. So how many horses do you have?
I own two. Over the years, I've had several, but right now I have two. And one is totally retired. He's my old man. And my mare is still going strong. She's incredible. So I still ride, and I'm hoping to compete her next year again.
Wow. Yeah. Do you compete every year? I guess not when you were in California, because that was probably impossible.
I got to compete a little bit. Actually, there was one year where I really focused on competing because both my horse and I enjoy it quite a bit. Moving here, it's taken us, you know, kind of this whole year to really settle in. But I do compete quite often, yes.
Wow. Are you any good? Be honest.
Yes. For our division, yes. Okay. In California, when we did compete, we always brought home the blue ribbons.
Wow.
And I attest that to my horse. She's incredible. She loves her job, and she is very competitive.
Wow. So, okay. Yes. So, are you still the general manager for the Vault?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct?
Sure.
Okay.
Am.
Did you actually start that restaurant, or did you kind of take it over?
I took it over. The restaurant started as a restaurant, I think, just over 4 years ago. The owner, Darren Pretzel, don't quote me, but I believe he's owned the building for 5 years, ran it as a business 4 years. So I took it over as soon as I got here.
Wow, okay. Did you have any previous experience in the restaurant industry before?
My whole life.
Oh.
Yes. This is, restaurants is what I do, aside of horses. I worked in the horse industry for a long time as well, but yes. A lot of management positions, leader positions in the restaurant world. So it was a no-brainer to pick that up when we got here.
Okay. Did you start at 16, just waitressing, anything like that?
Man, I think I was 12. I grew up, my mother was in food and beverage her whole life, so she used to bring my brother and I to work with her, and we learned how to fold napkins and set tables and do all kind of the back of the back work. But when I was 12 or 13, I started as a busser at a breakfast spot in the summertime. It was a family friend, so my mom felt comfortable letting me go off and work in a restaurant.
Right.
So, yeah, so
okay.
I've been doing it for a while.
So do you have experience in every position in a restaurant then?
Most. Definitely every position in the front of the house. And my personality allows me to jump in wherever I'm needed. So do I think I would be a good grill cook? No. Or a line chef? No. Or an executive chef? No. The back of the house isn't necessarily my forte, but I'm happy to jump in if the kitchen ever needed me. I'll cut carrots, I'll peel potatoes, I'll make salads, whatever the case may be.
Okay. So tell us about the Vault. Do you have specials, anything like that?
Sure.
Anything you want to share?
So the Vault is like a destination type of restaurant. People come from all over. We get people from Dallas, Louisiana, all parts of Arkansas. I mean, I have met people from all over who come to Hot Springs and come specifically to the Vault to eat. So that's really cool. We give this kind of wow factor experience. Our menus light up. We have dry ice in our cocktails. So as they navigate across the room, they're smoking. So it's really exciting. There's nothing quite like the Vault. I would say probably anywhere in Arkansas, but definitely anywhere in this general area.
So what would you say is something that goes into managing a restaurant that many people may not realize?
You have to wear all hats. I'm not just the general manager, because if my staff calls out because they're sick, and especially through COVID, that was a very frequent thing. Sometimes I'm the bartender. Sometimes I'm the host. I'm the good guy, I'm the bad guy. I'm the one that hires you, I'm the one that fires you. I think over the years I've learned, you know, the outside world puts this stigma on working in a restaurant, like, oh, you're just a server. Oh, you're just a bartender. But there are so many skills in food and beverage, especially that front of the house, where communication, cash handling, multitasking, time management. And I believe I've become a good manager because I was successful at all of those things as a server, as a bartender, as a host. You know, and I put all those things together, and it's brought me up the ladder. But yeah, I think there's a lot more involved in food and beverage and in restaurants than people really think or understand.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe.
So why was it that you decided to make a career out of it? I know you said you've just been doing it, but what was it about it that made you want to stick with it?
Over the years, I've been told I was good at it, which feels good. Mm-hmm. I've always been a teacher of some sort, teaching riding lessons, teaching after school programs, teaching, and, you know, giving people the opportunity to kind of rise above that idea that, oh, you're just a server. Well, no, what kind of skills can we give you and really hone in on those skills, like time management, people skills, money handling, that if you choose to go somewhere else in your life, you'll be successful because you've had these other skills, or you have these other skills. So that feels really good. You change people's lives, and restaurants is a job that you can get anywhere, any state, any country. You know, so I've moved around quite a bit with Chris, and I can always get a job, and it's something that's, it's benefiting, you know, it feels good to do. So yeah, it's, and it comes easy, I guess, because I've been doing it for so long.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do you handle negative customers? Do you just kind of put that to the side and kind of go in and say, I'm just going to forget about that? What do you do?
No. You face it. You walk right up to those people. We get in the food and beverage industry as a whole, but also at Vault and everywhere I've worked, you know, there's this misconception. You can't make everybody happy every day. You're going to be out of something they want. Perhaps the steak isn't cooked 100% perfect. Perhaps the server took a little too long. There's so many variables. Communication. Go to the table. What is it? Hear them. What is it that they're upset about? And then how can you fix it? If it's just a steak that's a little undercooked, can I throw it back on the grill for you? We're out of the salmon, but I do have tuna tonight. Or I might not have the salmon you want, but maybe I can make something close. We try to be accommodating. We try to be understanding. Because it's such a destination place, you know, for Vault, you know, people wait. You know, like, hey, our trip is coming up. We can't wait to get there. We're going to eat at the Vault. Everyone says it's amazing. We don't want anyone leaving disappointed. So we do our very best. But heading it off and getting to the table and talking to the guests right away and seeing how can you can fix it goes a long way with them. They appreciate that. So
I used to be a server, so I understand all of it.
Lots of variables.
And I think I understand your position, but I would never want to be in it. Let me say that. All right, so do you have any advice for someone who may want to manage or start a restaurant of their own one day?
This might sound a little funny, but you can't be afraid to be the bad guy. And the bad guy has a bad rap, right? You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You don't want to change anybody's livelihood. But I think oftentimes people misunderstand generosity and, I don't know. You know, when you are put in a position to manage a restaurant, there's things that you have to do. You know, you have to make budget. You have to make sure everyone's within their hours. You have to make sure that their best interest is the restaurant, just like it's my best interest. My employer hired me to protect his investment. So, yes, you're coming in 15 minutes early every day, and I'm sorry, I know that benefits you, but it throws my labor over. That kind of thing. You know, I like you as a person, but you're just not cutting out for the position. And I apologize, but you're just not fitted for this job or this establishment. So we're going to have to let you go. And I think sometimes management, you know, you don't want to be that person. So you avoid it, and then you end up keeping on staff that might not be suited properly for the job, or, you know, your numbers don't add up for whatever reason, labor-wise, or, you know, you have to stand up and protect the investment of your employer. That's your job.
Right.
So don't be afraid to be the bad guy.
Because I know in serving, at least in the restaurant industry, it can be hard to not make friends with those people.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, absolutely. Even as a manager, mm-hmm. you feel like those are your friends sometimes. Mm-hmm. So that can be really tough. So about how many employees do you have at the Vault?
I think I have 40 and change between the front and the back of the house. I think I probably have about 40.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That is a lot.
It's a lot. But I have an incredible crew. Most of the people, especially in the front of the house, have been there since either day one or they've been there for a few years. We do have a fairly recent new crew in the back of the house, but, man, there is a very high standard for the food, the quality, and the, you know, the service that comes from our restaurant. And my staff, both front of house and back of house, they crush it every night, 5 days a week. I'm grateful. Hmm. I'm grateful for all 40 and change of them.
So I'm guessing some of them, if not most of them, have been there even longer than you have.
Yes.
So what was it like coming in as their boss?
Sure. They were skeptical. They were wildly skeptical because most of them are older than I am. I am the youngest general manager that I know. It's typically a position that people get to, you know, when they're in their 40s and then in their 50s, not in their mid-30s. But I think that I've had a family, you know, with my mom, I have uncles and aunts that are chefs. I've just been in the industry for a long time, so it was natural for me to reach this point early. But they were skeptical, but like I said before, there's nothing I won't do. I'll be the bartender, I'll be the host, I'll be the server assistant, and I got a lot of respect for that. Hey, she's willing to jump in and help us. She means business. We see that she's here to protect us. You know, if we have a guest that's, you know, kind of abusing the staff, the servers, which happens in every restaurant, I will stand up for them. I don't tolerate those things. So I got a lot of trust and a lot of faith from them, and it's been pretty smooth sailing ever since.
All right, so you're obviously doing pretty well for yourself, managing a successful restaurant and everything, but do you have any goals for the future that you want to share?
Goals for the future? You know, always be in food and beverage, and that is something that I am completely at peace with because of all the skills I've you know, received over the years. But, you know, part of the reason Chris and I moved here was to slow down, start a family. And we're looking to start this kind of retreat center, healing center, where we'll do a lot of these medicines here that this my tattoo has to do with that we talked about earlier, and giving safe space for people to be able to come in and do those retreats. And we actually just bought a 14-acre property in Royal, so we're really excited. We're actually starting to kick that off. So yeah, those are our future goals. I think, you know, food and beverage is just that steady eddy in my life, where the healing center and the retreat center is kind of our fun up-and-coming life thing.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fun. All right, well, did you have anything else you wanted to talk about before we head out?
No, I think that's it. Thank you for your time.
All right, thank you for being here, Jess. Thanks for listening to the Her Podcast from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Join us every Tuesday as we highlight local women and discuss how they are making an impact in the community and what got them to where they are today.